Non-GM.
Control. So
the Environment Secretary wants to rehabilitate GM technology. It'll help to feed the world's billions, he says, and put the UK at the forefront of an agricultural and economic revolution.
In very large parts of the world, this isn't some strange, spooky innovation being led by funny professors with spiky hair and flapping coats. This is an absolute standard part of everyday life.
The Rothamsted research site is tiny, just 80 square metres. That's 0.008 of a hectare. Compare that to the 170 million hectares of GM farming going on in 28 countries around the world. That's 12% of the world's arable land, or roughly seven times the surface area of the whole of the UK.